The more we study the water resources of the nation, the more we accept the fact that their use is a matter of national concern, and that in our plans for their use, our line of thinking must include great regions as well as narrower localities. If, for example, we Americans had known as much and acted as effectively 20 or 30 or 40 years ago as we do today in the development of the use of land in that great semi-arid strip in the center of the country that runs from the Canadian border all the way down to Texas, we could have prevented in great part the abandonment of thousands and thousands of farms in portions of 10 states, and thus prevented the migration of thousands of destitute families from those areas into the states of Washington and Oregon and California. We would have done this by avoiding the plowing up of great areas that should have been kept in grazing range, and by stricter regulations to prevent overgrazing. And at the same time, we would have checked soil erosion, stopped the denudation of our forests, and control disastrous fires. Some of my friends who talk glibly about the right of any individual to do anything he wants with any of his property take the point of view that it is not the concern of federal or state or local government to interfere with what they miscall the liberty of the individual. With them, I do not agree, and never have agreed. Because, unlike them, I am thinking of the future of the United States. Yes, my conception of liberty does not permit an individual citizen or a group of citizens to commit acts of depredation against nature in such a way as to harm their neighbors, and especially to harm the future generations of Americans. If many years ago we had had the necessary knowledge, and especially the necessary willingness on the part of the federal government to act on it, we would have saved a sum of money which in the last few years has cost the taxpayers of the nation at least $2 billion.